Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Gravity.
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan. Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, October the 3rd. Wow, we're in the month of October already. Tuesday, October the 3rd, 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to get off the beaten path just a little bit. We just finished up the series entitled Demystifying the Spirit Realm, and the next series that we have coming up that I was going to jump into on Friday was going to be breaking down the plasmic realm or plasma physics. Because this information is so heavy and it is so life-changing, sometimes I get so excited that I go too fast and I kind of put more on people's plate than they can digest. So to give a little break from the series, we're going to interject demystifying wealth. And we want to talk about it from a spiritual or from a biblical perspective, because there's a lot of different definitions and different words. We want to interject this to kind of give you a little break, if you will, from talking about all this heavy stuff. So we've been going through and we've been demystifying blood. Then we demystified melanin and carbon. Then we demystified and broke down fire. Then we jumped right into and started breaking down light, the metaphysics of light and photon physics and all of that good stuff. And after breaking down light, we jumped into spirit. And we just finished, and I'm downloading and getting all that together, 14 hours that we spent talking about the spirit realm. And I was going to jump right into talking about the plasma realm and demystifying plasma and plasma physics and breaking down orbs and breaking down how we all have this etheric body, which leads us to the last series. But I want to take a little break, and for the next 5-7 days or so, we want to kind of take our shoes off. We want to take the gas off the spiritual pedal, so to speak. Still want you to digest it. Still want you to research that information. Still want you to absorb that information. But I don't want you to be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. And one of the problems, that's not problems, I should say, but one of the concerns that I have is the black church. Now, not necessarily the black church, just church in general, because I'm from and grew up in the black church, so I relate to the black church, which is why I said the black church. But it's just church. And what I mean by church, I mean religion. And what I mean by religion, I mean God's anointed, or God set aside people, or people who have a desire to understand biblical constructs. And what I mean by people, again, I want to break this down etymology from an etymological perspective, if that's a word. I want you to understand that we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. And so I'm talking about people who have a pull, who have a tug, who have a urge, who have a desire, who have something inside of them that says that there is more to them. And so I want to address and talk to this gift that you have. And we want to do the next series talking about the 7 keys to demystifying wealth. Now, this is another way of talking about 30 steps in 30 days, another way of talking about my wealth creation, another way of talking about Dear Kinnear. This is just another way of, it's another way of re-saying the same thing. It's another way of saying that I want to help you create the life that God has designed you to live. And in the process of helping you create the life that God has designed you to live, I'm creating the life that God has designed me to live. Now, let me make sure you understand how powerful that is and what that means. So if I create the life, if I help you, let me say that again. This is all you got to do. This is all I got to do. All I got to do is help you. In the process of helping you, I'm helping me. Now, that's spiritual law. That is how profound this statement is. And most of the statements that I do, and I am gearing up for a class that me and my wife is going to do probably this weekend or next weekend. And it's going to be a class on the basics. I want to really start with the fundamentals, the basics of online marketing or online business. And I want my wife is going to talk about the power of saying no. Now, this is what she helped me and also a few of the clients that she's spoken with. And she's helped them understand, especially if you're 6, the power of saying no. So in order for me to grow my business, I have to understand the power of saying no. Because if it's up to me, everybody would get everything that they want when they want it at the price that they want it. Because I want to help people. I love people. I want to share, I want to do all of this stuff, and then I overpromise, and then I under-deliver. And so there has to be balance. There has to be a foundation. There has to be some sense of not only knowing how to do what I'm getting ready to share with you today, and today we're going to talk about these seven keys to demystifying wealth. So wealth and making money is mysterious. Some people can make money very easily, and some people struggle all their life. Some people are like money magnets. All of us should be money magnets. We are born with money magnets. And I want to really focus on, again, coming from it from an Afrocentric perspective or from a religious perspective, from a church perspective, from a spiritual perspective, because the church people seems to me to be the poor people. Most churches, especially African-American churches, other than the pastors, most of the leadership, and even in some cases, some of the leadership are struggling with a poverty mentality. Now, God said that he wishes above all things that we prosper, being held, even as his soul, as our soul prospers. So God said that he wants to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we can ask or think. Now, this isn't a prosperity message. This, I'm not talking about prosperity and money from this perspective of having a bunch of stuff. I'm talking about it from having a peace of mind. I'm talking about peace comes from being able to do what God has called you to do. So I'm at peace when if my light bill is due on Friday, if I can pay it on Thursday or Friday, then I have peace on Saturday. But if my light bill is due on Friday and I can't pay it till Monday, and I get this letter or this notice or this call, that disturbs my peace. And so I'm talking about demystifying peace. I'm talking about prosperity is peace. And so I want to demystify how do you maintain this mindset. See, the current reality of man is controlled by words. So the number one thing that we want to discuss is, number one, what do you see? Number two, what is your name? That means, what is your lane? Because man is name and name is man. What are you? Who are you? Number three, what is your pattern? Because patterns are power. What's your system? How do you operate? Number four, what is the spiritual magi that you got? The spiritual magic, the spiritual magnetism. You have spiritual magnetism. You are a spiritual magnet. You draw things into you. Number five, how do you become a spiritual expert? How do you master your space? Number six, how do you exercise spiritual technology? And now everything we're going to discuss during the next 7 days, if you will, not only is there a spiritual element, there's also a physical element. Number seven, how do you now be you? How do you monetize you? How do you wake up in the morning and do what I do? First thing I do is I wake up in the morning is I check my PayPal account, I check my Facebook, my Instagram, my Twitter account, Snapchat. I go in, I check my payloads account. I go to my website. I go to all of my different email accounts. So I'm checking for emails and money. I'm checking for positive statements from people whose lives I've changed. And as a result of changing their life, they are changing my life. And it's reciprocal. And I've been doing that for the last 10 years, full-time for the last 5 years, nonstop. So for the last 5 years, and especially this year, I've been able to demystify spiritual wealth from a biblical perspective, which leads me to seven, which is freedom. Now, that's the spiritual seven steps. The physical, the reality of those 77 steps. See, I was talking with a client the other day, and we was talking about a lot of this spiritual stuff, but they asked me, how do I flesh it out? How do I take that spiritual concept and pay a physical bill? Number one is, when I say what do you see, what I mean is Proverbs 29:18, what is your vision? The Bible says where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. You don't have the ability to exercise self-control. You don't have the ability to have what I call the three immutable laws, which are focus, discipline, and order. You cannot do it because there's nothing that you're focusing on. So number one, which we're going to break down today, is how to get vision. What is vision? Then tomorrow we're going to break down how to be authentic, to flesh it out, because man is name. God gave you a name. God changed people's names in the Bible every time he wanted to change people's destinies in the Bible. So Saul became Peter. Abram became Abraham. So whenever you want to change a destiny, you change a name. So we got to break that down. So you got a business. If you change your business name, you change your business mission. It's destiny. Number four, we got to break down patterns or power. So your design is a pattern. So you got a website or you got something that you're using. Now, remember, we're taking physical or spiritual, which is invisible, concepts, which are laws. Now, remember, the Bible says that you can have the name, but if you violate the law, you can't get into the kingdom. So there are universal spiritual laws that we've been talking about when we talked about the spiritual realm. And Jesus came to fulfill those laws. He took those laws from paper and he made them and he took them into the spirit realm. So Jesus says, you said in your law that if a man sleeps with another woman, he's committed adultery. I say if a man thinks. So Jesus elevated the law from the physical realm to the invisible realm, the spiritual realm. So therefore, if I want wealth, I need to demystify it in the spiritual realm. So number three is a spiritual principle, which says give and it shall be given. So I got to take that and I got to turn that into a physical principle, which means I'm going to have a product, service, or information that benefits others more than it benefits myself. So if my product doesn't benefit you, then I'm violating a universal spiritual law. If I got a scam, if I got a scheme that it doesn't give you no use value, then I cannot receive monetary value. Now, I can do some clever marketing techniques, but I'm violating spiritual law. So that means I must have something that is based upon spiritual law. Then number five, the Bible talks about a man's gift will make room for him and take him before kings. So I must have a gift, according to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16, which is number five, which brings me to the number six, which is understanding that there are principles. Now, these principles are manifested on this dimension in the form of what we call technology. And so I must understand, how do I use technology, again, in a positive manner? How do I monetize what I'm doing? By automating it. And then lastly, but not least, is number seven, which is really the tax benefits, the tax savings when we talk physical. When we talk metaphysical, we talk about freedom. The thing that allows me to be free is to pay less taxes and save more money. So when I make money, I don't want to just stack money in the bank. I actually don't need money. I need the benefits of money. I don't need money. Just treat me like a millionaire, and you can have all you can. Because money is only valuable because some knucklehead in the White House said it was valuable. Money don't have. We could exchange rocks. Tomorrow, everybody could say that brown rocks are valuable. And if everybody believed that brown rocks are valuable, people would kill you for brown rocks. We say money is worth something because we all believe. But the moment we all stop believing, as what happened in the Great Depression, when we stop believing in money, money loses its value. That is the mystery. That is the missed story. So that is the mystery of money. And without understanding that, money will always be mysterious. Money has value because we all believe that it does. The moment that we all stop believing that money has value, that's the moment that money stops having value. So let's break down these seven steps as we talked about them. We want to spend the first step. Number one, what do you see? To demystify money, you must have vision. Money is vision. The clearer your vision, clarity. Now, I talked about this in my book, The Metaphysics of Marketing. The number one key to marketing is clarity. Clarity is the ability to see. Now, let me ask you, this is what you should be doing right now. I was talking to a client yesterday, and I was talking about this with my wife. Now, remember, we're going to do a pay-per-view series. I'm going to let my wife go for an hour, and then I'll go for an hour, or I don't know, something like that. I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to give you the steps, step by step, what's inside of my 30 steps in 30 days, but I'm going to condense it. I'm going to show you how to establish an online business. If it's just for the tax purposes, if you are a black man or a black woman and you are listening to my voice right now and you do not have an online business, I don't understand why. I don't care if you don't make a dime. I just went on a cruise, me and my whole family. That's going to be written off on my taxes because me and my wife discussed taxes. I mean, we discussed business while on the cruise. Now, we went out to dinner the other night, and I was telling my wife, and while we were sitting at the table, for all of us, came to close to $100. That's going to be written off of my taxes. My mortgage, based upon the square footage that I'm using in my house. Now, I ain't talking about no freaking loopholes. I'm not talking about nothing illegal. I'm not talking about trying to get over on the government. I'm talking about doing the same thing that Donald Trump does. I don't understand why internet marketing and internet business is not being taught in every black church in America. I don't understand. I don't understand why we take up and sell chicken dinners. I don't understand. I don't understand why we don't produce things. I don't understand. I don't understand why we consume things. I don't understand. I need somebody to help me understand. Honestly, I'm not trying to be fictitious. I see gifts, I see talents in the black church, and yet I see people on welfare that are talented. Now, my own mother, right now when we go back home, people tell, I know my sisters are, I'm mad respect for my sisters because my sisters are light years ahead of me when it comes to economics. My mother was a great seamstress. She could sew by eyesight. You just bring her a picture, she can make it. She was a great musician. She could play music just by hearing it. She was a great cook. And yet we were dirt poor because the inability to monetize gifts. There is no such thing as poverty. There's just a lack of sight. Can't see. What do you see? Now, I am not trying to disrespect anybody. I'm going to not apologize for what I'm about to say, because if you are a black man or a black woman, you should be owning something. You should be monetizing something. And so I'm not saying quit your job. Never quit your job. In fact, because that's another stream of income. But when you get off, you should have something online, because the world that we live in is global. I got my first client yesterday from Sweden. I've never been to Sweden. I can't speak Swedenese or whatever the hell the language in Sweden is. I know nothing about Sweden. How the beep did this dude know about me in freaking Sweden? Technology. I got a client in New Zealand. I ain't never been to New Zealand, and I have no plans of going to New Zealand. I got a client in Zimbabwe. I told you guys that they still are playing my shows every Sunday morning in a little church somewhere in a hut in South Africa. They had been doing it for a couple of years, and then the lady finally felt bad and texted me, and I didn't know. I would never know if she had not texted me, sent me all the information, and asked, Brother Will, is okay if we use your stuff? We've been using it. We just want to let you know. So what am I saying? I could not see. Number one to demystifying wealth is sight. You have not because you see not. What you see is what you be. Brother Will, what do you mean? As I was talking to my client yesterday, client was very angry, very upset. And I'm not trying to put nobody's information out on Front Street. Same thing applies to me. I did the same mistake. This client is in the health and fitness industry. More specifically, this client is in the medical field. This client has been in the medical field for some time. This client is angry because this client started taking my classes, and this client started realizing that, hey, brother Wilson, I've been taking your stuff. Now I don't want to do this because it's pharmakeia. Pharmakeia is sorcery. I said, hold up, dog. Hold up, though. You can make more money. Now, how much money are you making a week? This dude and this dudette makes good money as a emergency room physician. So before you up and quit your job, which I ain't got no problem with you if you want to do that, but I asked the client, why do you want to quit your job? And the client said, because this job is hurting people. And then the client went on to tell me that this job, they purposely are committing fraud, they being the system, not one individual. I said, well, what do you mean? This client went on to explain to me in detail how people go into the hospital that are in perfect health, and the doctors get together, and they want to do a bunch of tests, and they give you a false positive. If the older or the younger you are, the more susceptible you are. So if a client comes in there, if somebody goes to the emergency room and they ain't got nothing, you're going to leave with something. Let me rephrase that. Let me make sure you understand. You are going. No, you ain't got nothing, but you're going to leave. I remember when my wife was in the hospital for a week. They run test after test after test. Oh, yeah, you know, and basically she was just tired. The whole time she was in there, you know, she just slept. But the doctors could not find nothing wrong with her. No, they told me, well, we're going to continue to run more tests. And I told her, hell no, we need to get out of here because they're going to give you something. And this dude, who's in the medical field, who's an emergency room, high-level individual who sees behind-the-scenes stuff, and he knows what's going on, told me exactly what my belief system was. Now, I had one of my cousins on my father's side went to the hospital for a cold. The next day, she was dead. And I remember my dad called me. I was like, and he was like, yeah, you know, Wilson is dead. I said, hold up. I just talked to her. I just saw her. You know, it was on Facebook and something. No, she's dead. But she went in for a cold, and she's dead. That means she ain't coming back. Yeah, she's dead. Now, I need you to understand how wealth works. Because this client told me he's quitting and he's going to go into something else. He hates his job. I said, hold up. Let me get this right. Now, what do you see? Now, I've asked everybody that's a member of the Life Optimization Team, which is now the Spiritual Management Team, I asked you one question when we started. I don't even know if you remember it. It was in that coaching form I sent you. I asked you to list down your goals, habits, and then I asked you, what do you like, what do you love? And then I asked you this question, what do you hate? Do y'all remember? Now, a lot of people, they can't tell me what they like. They got a problem. They say, well, Brother Will, I don't know, man. I like a lot of shiznits. Okay, I'm with you. What do you hate? Now, see, me, I hate working out in the Texas heat. Now, I tried it. I tried to be a roofer. You ever been on top of a roof in Texas in Austin in August? I don't know if you understand. See, I went up on a roof in Texas in August, and me in that heat, yeah, we just don't get along like that. So I know that I will not ever, if that's the last job, I'm just going to be homeless, homie. I'm not going to do that. Why? Me and he, we don't get along like that. But what do I really hate? Error. I hate lies. Why? I was raised in an environment. I saw my mom do certain things, and it did not produce fruit. And so I hate people who wear collars who don't tell the truth. Why? Because in my humble opinion, now my opinion could be wrong, but I hate Christians who don't know the Bible. I don't like, man, don't tell me you're a Christian and you ain't never read the Bible. Don't tell me that, dog. I'm not saying you got to read it verbally, but don't tell me you're a Christian. You've been going to church for 20 years and you can't quote one scripture. You can't. The Bible says you should be able to give an answer to any man that asks why you believe. The Bible says to study to show yourself approved unto God, not man. So I don't like Christians who don't even know what Christianity is. They don't even know who Constantine is. They never heard of the council. None of the stuff. See, I've studied Christianity for 25 years. And I dislike error. I will die for error. This is why I'm a teacher, a didactic teacher. So the number one key to wealth is, what do you hate? Because that's what you see. Everywhere I go, I see error. Everywhere I go. I'm a perfectionist. So this guy in the medical field, I can't see what he sees. I've been going to the doctor. I've been in the emergency room. I've been in the hospitals. I've been to my wife. I couldn't see what he sees. I didn't know that they was giving false positives to people so that way they could charge their insurance company. They charged this dude, insurance company, $500,000 for a disease that he don't got. And then the dude ended up dying from the treatment. What? And he says this happens pretty much every day. So I'm telling this dude, do you see? He's like, no, man, I'm ready to quit and go into something else. What? Hold up. Time out, homie. You mean to tell me you see no worth and no value in where you at? Nope, I don't. That fool's suffering from the same dis-ease I was suffering from. What is that? Destination addiction. See, when you are addicted to going, that's why I've had 68 jobs. That's why I've had 25 cars repoed. 25. They came and picked them up. And I went out and got another one. 25 times, brother. Now, I don't know where you're from. That sounds a little cray-cray to me. And I still would be doing the same business if God hadn't hit me in the head with a spiritual 2x4. And says, dude, the reason that you let cars go because you don't see no value in your cars. The reason that you can't keep a job because you don't see no value in your job. The reason that you will all generational poverty. The reason that you're suffering from the psychological effects of slavery and the psychological effects of the Willie Lynch and the psychological effect of being a Negro in America is because you don't see worth and value. You don't see me because I'm worth and I'm valued. See, you got a gift. The Bible says you got one. I don't care what you say. I go by what the Bible says, not what people say, or not what I say, or not what I see. So the Bible says that God gives every man a gift. And the word gift in the Bible, it comes from the Hebrew. It's a Hebrew word. It's the H4978, Proverbs 18:16. In Proverbs 18:16. Said that, and I'm paraphrasing, you want to look it up for yourself. It says, your gift will make room for you and take you before kings, take you before great men. Your gift, not you. So if you don't have a gift, you can't go before great men. You can't go, it doesn't, in other words, it opens the door for you. Your gift. Now the word gift is matan, M-A-T-T-A-N. Matan, M-A-T-T-A-N. It's a Hebrew word that means offer, or offerings, or givings. So if you ain't got no offering, if you ain't got nothing to give, now remember the Bible says give and it shall be given. So I'm talking to this guy who's in the medical, he said, man, I ain't got nothing to give. I need to go get. So if you are human getting, if you are always going to get, I say, people tell me all the time, doc, I'm going to start when I get my degree. I'm going to start when I get this new office. I'm going to start when I get some money. I'm going to start when I get married. I'm going to start when I get divorce. I'm going to start when I get this. I'm going to start when I get. Getting is Luciferian. Now, let me make sure you understand, because I'm no longer teaching self-improvement. I'm teaching self-management. Let me make sure you understand. The number one key to demystifying wealth is to understand that you got a vision problem. It's called consciousness. It's called perception. It's called awareness. You can't see. Now, the Bible says we all can't see. The Bible says that it's the blind leading the blind. Both shall fall in the ditch. But you see, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Let me say that again. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. So let me go back to this client who's in the medical field, who's behind the scenes, who can see stuff that nobody else can see because he didn't read it in a book. Let me say that again. He didn't read it in a book. Let me say that again. He did not read it in a book. Let me say that one more time. He did not go to school for it. He experienced it. Let me say it again. He did not go to school for it. He experienced it. Now, people tell me, well, Brother Will, hold up, time out, dog, because he went to school to become a, or to work in the, but I was, you know, hey, he's a six, or she's a six. What does that mean? They got something called caring. What does that mean? There's something called compassion. What does that mean? That means that he was doing it even before he went to school. He went to school to go into that field, but he didn't go to school to learn his gift. He was born with compassion and caring. He's been doing it since he came out of the womb. When I was a little kid growing up, that was these two, and they was like brothers and sisters to us. You guys heard the story before. Doris and Bubba McNeil. Both of them have passed away. Now, I used to get in a lot of fights behind Bubba and Doris. They were like, we just took up for him. Me and my brothers, and they just hung around with them. They was underdogs. Now, we were poor, but they was poor. So we just kind of like took him around the ring. And I remember going to San Diego, and this dude shows up at my door in San Diego from Texas. He hitchhiked all the way, homeless. And I remember bringing him in, letting him live with me and stuff. I was for the underdog, man, is what I'm trying to say. But what did I go to school to learn to have empathy and sympathy for people that's less fortunate? Where did I go to school at? Did I go to Harvard? Did I go to Yale? Did I go to BYU? Did I go to Texas? I didn't go to school. I was born with that gift. So I can see when somebody needs a word of encouragement. So I will walk up to them. Now, this gets my black ass in a lot of trouble. That's why balance is important. So you can walk up to somebody and I can sense this person needs a word of encouragement. So I'm going to say something that uplifts the spirit, because that's my gift. My gift is to uplift the spirit of humanity. How? Through teaching. But what if I couldn't see that? If I can't see it, I can't be it. You can't be what you can't see. Wealth and the lack of it is the result of no vision. Because where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. That means you don't have the ability to exercise self-control. Now, when I go to the black church, I see a lot of people who don't have self-control. It's called consumerism. Now, the number one consumers in the world, is who? Black people. Any continent, anywhere. Now, no disrespect to black people. I'm black. That's why I can talk about it. If you're white, you might not want to talk on that issue. But I got a website called Wake Up Black America, and on that website, I address this issue. And on that website, I have this interview by this Azakazi Jew who said black people are not only intellectually inferior, but they're economically stupid. Now, if you want to read the article, go to my website, Wake Up. Well, actually, it was on my Facebook page. I posted it today, this morning. You can read it on my Facebook page, or you can go to my website, wakeupblackamerica.com. Now, I didn't say this. This white dude, this Jewish guy says, hey, this is why Negroes are slaves and will always be slaves, because they're stupid. Now, I didn't say that, black man. I didn't say that, black woman. But I agree, because I used to do the same thing that this dude was saying. I take my dollar, and I go to the white man. And I give it to him. Now, no disrespect. Because I'm not about race. I could care less. I'm going to go to whoever got the best product or the best service. My point is, black man, black woman, you should have a product or a service that's good enough for me to go to your establishment and give you my dollar. I look for value. And everybody should. Now, some people don't. The Jewish people, they don't. They only buy from Jews. Now, most of the time, the Jews' stuff is more valuable. So what am I saying? I am simply stating the number one thing that must be understood to demystify wealth is vision. Now, vision is very similar to what we're going to talk about tomorrow, which is purpose. See, where there is no vision, you cast off restraint. That means vision restrains you. How does vision restrain you? Vision, when I was in the military, I remember the first time I fired at 200 yards away from the target, and I didn't hit the target because I couldn't see. See, I couldn't see the target, bro. Now, it was wasn't because my eyes, it's because it was really early in the morning. It was at Camp Pendleton, California. I don't know if you've been to Camp Pendleton, but out by Oceanside. And in the morning, it's close to the sea, so it, you know, you get a little fog that drifts in, and it burns off when the sun comes up. So during night firing, we would go out there and we'd fire, you know, but it was kind of cloudy. Now, I didn't want to tell nobody that I couldn't see, because nobody else was saying nothing, so I didn't want the drill instructor to yell at me, so I was just like, you know, they said fire, so I just started shooting. And one dude's target next to me, he had two rounds on his target, and I didn't have no rounds on mine, and everybody else had one round, so the drill instructors are not stupid. They was like, okay, the dude next to you got two holes in his target, you don't got a hole in your target, that means you shot on his target. And they went off. They said, man, why did you shoot on his target? What is wrong with you? I could not see. So many of us are doing the same thing in business. We can't see, so we're shooting on somebody else's target. So in other words, we're fulfilling somebody else's dream. Now, no disrespect, if you refuse to deploy yourself, you will be employed by somebody else. Now, nothing wrong with that. I want you to be employed until you learn the game so that way you can be deployed. So the number one thing that prevents wealth is lack of vision. Now, the word to me, what do you see, means, let me give you another example. I can see stuff in movies and words that other people can't. I don't know why, other than the fact that I have something called discernment. Now, it's a gift. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because people, they say, well, Brother Will, I don't know what that means, brother. Like, what do you mean you can see? When I go to the movies, now, my wife will tell you this. When I go to the movies, I like going to the movie with pen and paper, because I know, it's like I'm in class. Because when I went to see the Transformers movies, I was like, oh, the Decepticons, all of their names are demonic, they're demons. Oh, and did y'all see the Challenger hoax? It's on YouTube. Do you remember the Challenger? It was a space shuttle, something that went up in the air and it blew up. Do y'all guys remember that? And everybody on the Challenger died. Well, there's a YouTube video that with all of the people that was on the Challenger that died, they're teaching at different universities right now as we speak. Now, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, but last time I checked, when you die, that means you go away permanently. So how in the world did they go up in a ship, we all watched it blow up, and yet they're still alive? Now, go to YouTube, type in Challenger hoax. Watch the video. And in the Transformers movie, that was a movie where the Transformers was getting off the Earth because they were coming. Remember that movie? Optimus Prime got on the ship, and him and his Optimus Prime and the other ones, and they went up and they blew up. But they were, then it shows them there, and he come back and say, we was not on board. Now, the same thing that happened in the Challenger thing happened in the movie. So I can see that. And I was telling my wife, and my wife was like, huh? She looked at me like I was crazy. Like, yeah, come on, dude. That's not true. And then I go and I see the word Sam Witwicky. And I'm like, hey, Sam, the god in the ancient text, his name was Samael. Sam means blind. The word wit means witch. And the wiki, and then in the movie of, as I asked you guys to watch, in Transformers 6, I think it is, they showed it. And it says, witch Wiccan. And it was really fast. And it confirmed what I saw in my head. So I see. So what's my gift? What am I supposed to be doing? I'm supposed to be sharing with you what I see. And then you pay me because what I see is valuable. What do you see? See, I don't know if you understand. Like this year, I'm going to make over $100,000. Doing what? Now, the last series I just did, Demystifying the Spirit Realm, I had like 10, 12 people pay me $49. And then now I'm finished it. I'm going to put it on a USB. going to put it on my website. And then for the rest of my life, people are going to be paying me $100 to $150. Now, I check my PayPal account every morning. When I check it, there's money in there. And I'm getting paid for what I see that I hate. Now, I'm going to ask you the million-dollar question again. What do you see? Because you was in it that I can't. So you was in some, maybe you was in a bad marriage. Women, is there any women that was in a bad marriage, their husband treated them like trash, he beat you, he did this and he did that? Do you know how many other women who can't see when they getting ready to get hit? And they run in their mouth, not knowing that that agitates the guy, or that the guy is drinking and he's starting off. Now, women, if you've been in a marriage, and it, how did it start, though? Before he ever put his hands on you. Remember in the beginning stages, he was buying you flowers. He's taking you out to dinner and everything. The dude was, he was a nice dude. Then you married him and click, something changed. All of a sudden, Mr. Nice Guy is gone. He got to do, he got a short fuse. He don't do nothing. He don't work. He just sit around the house all day and play video games and all this stuff. You know how many young girls who can't see that they got a dud, and you can. Do you know how many young women you could help before they get married and go down that road that you already been down? Do you know how many young girls you could help and say, hey, hold up, time out. See, my man, yeah, he did the same thing. He was nice. He was just another. As soon as we got married, that fool started playing video games all day. When I come home, he was all mad and pissed off. Then the next thing you know, it started off with cigarettes. Then it was smoking marijuana. Then he started freaking doing cocaine. Next thing you know, he was taking all the money. He was spending it on drugs. Man, we started losing stuff. Y'all know the story. How many women been through that? And there's a whole other generation, they getting ready to go through the same thing. Why? They can't see, but you can. But you don't see no value in it. You don't think that what you see is valuable. How do I know? I said the same thing. Now, I thank God that I can see, but I had to go through a lot of shizness to get sight. See, before you see, brothers and sisters, you got to go through the valley to get to the mountaintop. See, when you get on the mountaintop, guess what? Guess what? Your vision, your perspective, you got a better point of view. But when you're down in the valley, you got that chicken, you know, you got that low level, you got that turtle point of view. You can't see from the eagle's perspective. You got a turtle perspective. Now, nothing wrong with being a turtle or having a turtle's perspective or a turtle viewpoint. You can monetize that too, which is what we're going to talk about tomorrow. But the eagle's got a better viewpoint because he can see more. Therefore, he can do more. Therefore, he can help more. So to demystify wealth creation, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice should have, not because of the fact that it's something that you want to do to make money. This is something that you be to help others. Let me tell you the secret to wealth. Once again, the secret to wealth, to demystify wealth creation. This is extremely, 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 extremely important. Because we spend time, well, let me rephrase that. I was all about Willie and helping me. See, the way that you create the life that you want is to help somebody else create the life that they want. So my example of my buddy, my client, who wants to turn his back on what he sees, instead of helping people that's been conned and manipulated and been giving a false diagnosis of AIDS, and then they take the AIDS drugs to cure the AIDS, and they get the AIDS. Do you? Now, I don't know about you. I think that's a good skill. If you mean to tell me, if you can really see, and you can help me. You can help me, man. And you ain't going to help me? So I go to the doctor. I believe the doctor. You go to the doctor and the doctor give you, we did a blood test. You got AIDS. Now, I don't know about you. If you went to the doctor and they did blood work on you and they come back and they tell you you got AIDS, what are you going to do? Now, I got somebody who's seen it happen. They didn't read about it in the book. They know the steps by which it's done, so that way they can milk insurance companies for a $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 procedure. While you gone, they still getting paid. And this goes on every day. But you can see it, but you want to go and cut grass, or you want to go work in the zoo, and you're just going to let innocent people get diagnosed with AIDS and go out and they think that they're going to die, and they start taking these contraption drugs, and they do die, and they die thinking they got AIDS, and they die from the thing that was given to cure the AIDS. What? You can see this. You're not reading about it in the book. Now, see, I read about it in the book, and I was like, nah, they're not gonna do that, man. They're not going to do that. What about what just happened in Las Vegas? Now, I was in law enforcement, brothers and sisters. I know. I don't know if y'all saw the video. There's flashes of light. Look at the video downstairs on the lower level. And then the windows are broken up higher. And they said the shooters was up high. Watch the video. Other things, normal people, only a trained, somebody who's trained in tactical responses, somebody who's trained, know. Only a military person would know to go up high and shoot low. Only military. If you've never been, if you've ever not trained tactically, an average Joe would never think of that. An average Joe would never go to a concert and do that. Because an average Joe wouldn't think of that. Because an average Joe is not trained. Now, I got that videos and stuff of people walking around who was in, what you call them, another disaster, that Sandy Brook. I don't know if y'all have seen the videos. And again, just like I said with the Challenger, this is called false flag. Now, there are military people that are what they call whistleblowers. Now, I'm not saying you should be a whistleblower. There are other things that you can do to assist people because you can see. Now, if it is something to that degree that's very big, I suggest you do like I do. You know, come on here and talk in circles, and the people that's supposed to know, God will show it to them. And the people that's not supposed to know, yeah, they're not supposed to know. Okay, what do you mean, Brother Will? There's some stuff that I know that I could say that I talked about in the last series. Do y'all remember the last series, the stuff I talked about? And I mentioned this book called The Sixth and Seventh Book of Moses. And then I talked about how every miracle that was performed in the Bible is inside of a book that is explained scientifically as far as how it's done. Now, I'm not saying that because of the fact that I don't believe in miracles. I'm saying that because of the fact that there's some books and stuff out there that's underneath the Vatican, which I talked about this 5 years, 2 years, three, how long it was been, before when I published the book Vatican Control. And in that book, I explained what I talked about inside of the Spiritual Realm book. Now, what are you saying, Brother Will? I'm simply saying that certain things are mysterious because we can't see. Now, if I really can't understand, now when I say see, not only I'm talking about physical seeing, I'm talking about spiritual seeing, meaning understand it. Now, I don't understand, let's say, astrophysics. I understand the basics. I don't understand like this deep math. Like, there's some math out there, man, like trig and, you know, calculus and all sort of stuff. I can't get it, bro. I'm sorry. I don't understand. So if you were to do a bunch of mathematical formulas and stuff, yeah, I'm going to tap out. I can't see. I can't understand it. But there are some people who can. So if my life depended upon it, I'm going to go hire somebody who understands trigonometry. And then I'm going to pay them to teach me. I would do that. If somebody said, we're going to give you a job paying you $1 million a month. $1 million a month, you just got to know trig. Okay, when do I get hired? Okay, be back. Job starts in 2 weeks. For the next 2 weeks, what y'all think I'm going to be doing? I'm going to find somebody that know trig. And me, him, and her, we're going to be hanging out for 24 hours a day, every day. I don't care what the price is, because I got $1 million a month hinging upon my ability to understand trigonometry. So guess what? I will be fluent in trigonometry. So I took that same attitude when it comes to my eternal destiny. I said to myself, I don't know nothing about eternity. When I die, I'm not sure where I'm going to go. Now, I knew what I was taught when I was a kid, but that was my mama's belief and her mama and my ancestors' belief. So I scrapped and threw away all of my belief system. Now, January the 1st of 2009, I went to the Big G, and I asked the Big G, like, everything I taught, I don't believe. I'm going to need you to show me, you the Big G. So I need you to show me you for real, that you exist. Because I, again, can't see. I can't understand. I read the Bible, and I don't understand how his name could be Jesus, and there wasn't no J's when he was alive. I don't understand. That dog does not hunt for me. It doesn't make logical sense. Now, for everybody else or for other people, that they cool with it. I'm not cool with it. I can't see. So I couldn't see. So I went to the Big G, and I paid the price so that way I could see. And all I'm simply saying to you is to demystify wealth. There is something that you can see that other people can't. It could be in the areas of money. It could be in the area of makeup. It could be in the area of hair growth. It could be in the area of, you know, zoology. It doesn't matter. The whole point of the matter is there is something that you can see that nobody else can see. Or there is something that you can see better, or at least in the top 1%, and everybody else is in the bottom 99%. So whatever that is that you can see, because you have an experience, that experience allowed you to see something. See, my experience growing up, my experience that I was exposed to, my experience that after my mom died and being shipped off to live with my father and all the stuff that I went through as a kid, that allows me to see cray cray. So if a con man comes up and he's smooth and he's this, that, and the other, like, yeah, homie, that's not going to work over chimp. That doesn't work, bro. Now, you guys know, I was in the faith movement. I was in the charismatic movement. I was in the name it and claim it movement. I was part of all of that stuff. So I went out, and, you know, when they came through and they said, hey, go to the car lot, lay hands on it and claim it in Jesus' name. And I went, nothing happened. So I can see. So when those charlatans come to town and they tell me to buy their prayer cloth and they holy water, send, you know, $20,000 or whatever, and they're going to send me in the mail a prayer cloth and this, that, and the other, you ain't getting my money. Why? They already got it. And I learned my lesson. I can see. So what can you see? Whatever it is that you can see, that is who you should be. Whatever it is that you can see, that is who you should be. I remember talking to Dr. Spann. I know she wouldn't mind me sharing with this. And my wife told her what we're going to be talking about when me and her do the series together. My wife told her that she sees her worth and her value. And I told Dr. Spann, I see your worth and your value. But Dr. Spann got to see her worth and her value. My wife told Dr. Spann, you got to learn the power of no. Why? Because Dr. Spann, I remember me and her are the same number. She's a 633. I'm a 633. And you know what? I want to save everybody. I take my money and I give it to everybody. And then it comes time for me to pay my bills. I'm like, oh. And my wife said, hey, honey, you know, we need to help. I need help with the light bill. Oh, yeah. What had happened was I had the money, but I gave it to A, B, C, and D. So my lights get turned off, but yet I'm out here saving. I'm giving money away. Why? I don't know how to say no. So my caring is being used against me. So I need somebody in my corner like my wife who says, babe, the answer is no. So when somebody, now this is what I used to do. I used to do, you know, one-on-ones and 9 o'clock at night. I used to, people would call me and email me at 9, 10, 11, midnight. Dr. Spann, people would call me at midnight. I'm supposed to be in bed with my wife. And I'm on freaking, I remember doing, man, I was crazy. And I remember I was sitting in the bedroom, and that's when I had my old Eagles club, and we was doing video conference. It was like 10 o'clock at night. We all up laughing and joking and stuff, talking about, you know, deep shiznits. And then I wonder why my marriage struggled. Why? I couldn't see. I thought, you know, I remember I'm doing a good thing. I got the Eagles Club, and, you know, I'm helping people getting across the street, Dr. Spann. I'm doing God's work. I'm out here sharing the word of God. 9, 10 o'clock at night. My wife's sitting in the bed. Honey, when you come in the bed? Oh, yeah, don't bother me. Woman, I'm doing the will of God. First marriage, man, took all my money. I remember, man, she was like, babe, what rents do? I gave it at church. Remember John Avanzini said, if you make $1,000 vow, God got to bless you tenfold. So I gave $1,000. I'm going to get back $10,000. Yeah, but the rent was due, and we were already 3 months behind, and the guy extended the 3 months because we were supposed to pay it today, and you took it and you gave it in a vow. Yeah, I remember telling my first wife, where's your faith, woman? Now I'm licensed and ordained. Couldn't see the forest for the freaking trees. So guess what, brothers and sisters? I can see now. Because why? They put my shizness on the street. And I had to go live with my sister in Austin. I don't know. People ask me, man, brother Will, you seem a little hostile sometime. You got the damn right. I got some righteous indignation, brothers, sisters. I ain't teaching theory. I teach real life shizness. Because I didn't read it in no book. So I'm going to ask you once again, what is it that you did not read in a book, but you lived it? You got the pain. You can show me the scars. You can show me the nail scars in your hand. What have you been through, brother? What have you been through? Because when you speak as one having authority. And you destroy demons and devils. That is the key to wealth. Oh, yeah, you can get a scam or a scheme, and you can be a charlatan, and you can go out there, you can be a smooth talker. Oh, you can make a lot of money. But you're not going to have no impact on yourself or nobody else. There's a bunch of ways to making money. I'm talking about wealth, biblical, spiritual wealth, that you will leave an inheritance for your children's children. So on October the 20th, not the 20th, again, we're taking a little break. So we'll on October the 13th, I think, 13th or the 14th, we'll do a pay-per-view. We'll probably do the $49. And I'm going to share with you a step-by-step system so that way everybody, especially, again, if you are listening to the sound of my voice, if just for the tax purposes only, especially if you don't have no children at home, and you need tax breaks, you need to do what Donald Trump and his homies do, you need an online business. Even if you lose money, that's good. If you lose money, I'm not going to let you lose money, but if you did lose money, you still get the tax benefits. There is nobody that's listening to the sound of my voice that there's no way that you don't have an online business selling a product, service, or information that benefits others more than it benefits you. And you just sharing with people what you see. You've been a part of some industry. What about teachers out there? Y'all know the education system is whack. Y'all know. But y'all was a part of the system. And you know that they're not teaching our kids nothing. What about people that's in law enforcement? What about people like me that came out of corrections or law enforcement? You know the system. Go to prison. Full of black men. Why are there so many? Why is there a disproportionate number? You know the criminal justice system is not set up for us. You know. How can you not tell anybody what you see? What about religion stuff, the stuff that I do? Men, what about the game we play on women? And women, what about the games y'all play on men? What about all of the parenting stuff? Ooh, what about relationships? So you've been married, you got a successful marriage. I was telling Dr. Span this all the time. Every time I talk to her, I tell her the same thing. There's a void. People who are teaching relationship stuff, they ain't got no relationship. Remember that dude, Dr. Spock, or whatever his name was, that was teaching kids? Everybody was following this dude. He was a guru for child development. He wasn't even married, didn't even have no kids. What? That's just like me going out and teaching and giving drug classes, how to come off drugs. I ain't never did a drug in my life. I don't know about no cocaine, or no drug. But yet I'm going to go teach other people how to get off drugs because I read it in the book. That dog don't hunt. So brothers and sisters, the number one key to demystifying wealth, do what you see. Because what you see, that's what you should be. Tomorrow, we're going to break down purpose. That's the result of name. We're going to break down what's your name, because your name is your lame or your lane. We break that down tomorrow. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Rated R.